Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'd like for you to go back to the book of Luke today. I didn't feel that I finished and got through with what we talked about last Sunday. Everybody happy?
Yes.
We talked last week about identifying the witness. And we looked at the phrase, seems good. We saw where it said it seemed good to this one and that one to do this. And we saw that it was in connection with the Holy Spirit. In one place in Acts it says it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. The Holy Ghost and us. Does that sound like a co-witness?
Yes.
We had to witness, and the Holy Ghost added His big witness to ours.
Amen.
Amen. And it seemed good to us, and as we got to praying about it and looking at it, we found out it was good to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And so that's the thing they did. Everybody say, seems good.
Seems good.
Identifying the witness. We have to keep talking about it because it's a strange concept to some folk. Because all their life they've just made their decisions based on their knowledge or based on other people's advice or opinion or how they felt or circumstances or any number of other things. And so you have to retrain yourself to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
What the Bible say in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, which is the part of our being He leads us through, and lean not to your own understanding. And so you do have to train yourself. And especially if you've lived another way for decades, you have to retrain yourself. Oh, I thank God I started on this in my late teens. Hallelujah. And you don't learn all these things overnight. And you're always growing and getting more aware of Him and learning how He works and moves. But if you've gone for 40 years and just lived by your head and lived by your intellect, then you've made a lot of mistakes.
Amen.
Is that right? Because you can never know enough in your head to make the right decision every time. I don't care how much research you make, how much reading you do. I don't care. You can never know enough to make the perfect decision every time. That's why He said, don't lean to your what? For one thing, how can you know the future? How can you know the future with your head? But the one who lives in your spirit knows the future.
Amen.
And He'll show us things to come, the Scripture said. Amen?
Amen?
There's been times I've been all primed to go a certain way with something, and I'm getting ready to do it, and just got a glimpse of what was going to happen over the next year in that area. And I thought, well then I'm not doing that. Just a glimpse. You thought, And sure enough, I didn't do it. And the thing went that way. And I thought, glory to God. I'm so glad I didn't go that way. Because nobody knew except God.
Yeah.
But He always knows.
Amen.
Said out loud, I'll not be
head-led.
I'll be spirit-led. Well, when we talk about, you know, you think about doing something. Here's two paths before you. Here are five different choices. Maybe it's a small choice or a big choice. Makes no difference. The principle's the same in being led. How do I decide which one I go with? How do I decide? Well, find out what you can in your head. Sure, use your mind. But at the same time, be checking your heart. When I think about going this way, what am I looking for? The witness. Heard some people say peace. That's right, too. We're going to talk about that. That is another way of identifying the witness. But there's more to it than that, too. You're looking for the witness. You think about going this way, and you just have nothing. It looks good to your head. All your friends think it's great. But when you check your heart, it's just nothing. Just flat, just dead nothing. You think about going this way and it looks great, but you don't have anything in here. I'm not talking about a physical feeling. I'm talking about the witness. And when you look over here and man, the more you think about that, it seems good.
Amen.
It seems good. Well, where's your seamer at? You say it seems good. That's not your head. That's not your emotions. Where's your seamer at? Let's talk about your spirit now. It's a spiritual sense and a knowing. Look here in the book of Luke, and let me give you a couple of examples, and then I want to share with you some personal experiences, how I've learned some of these things too. In Luke, the first chapter, we read last time, Luke 1. If you get excited at some point and you want to say amen, that'll be okay. The ushers won't bother you. It'll be just fine. Luke 1, verse 3, Dr. Luke said, it seemed good. It what?
Seemed.
It seemed good to me. And he goes on to describe, it seemed good to him to write this book. That's how he was led to write this book. Didn't say he saw an angel or heard an audible voice. It just seemed good to do it. How many believe he heard from the Lord?
Yes.
He was led by the Spirit. And it was just, it seemed good. Now, in the second chapter, I want you to see this in action. Luke 2. Luke 2. And this whole passage has to do with what we call the Christmas story. The birth of the Master. In Luke 2. And verse 25. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And what? The Holy Ghost was upon him. Now, you know, he couldn't be filled with the Spirit and born again like we are today, but he could have the Spirit on him, anointing him to do things even under this covenant. And verse 26, and it was what? Revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. All the gifts and manifestations of the Spirit that you read about in 1 Corinthians 12 were in manifestation in the Old Testament with the exception of tongues and interpretation. All of them were. So how did he know this? Revelation gift. Word of knowledge and word of wisdom. He knew that in his spirit. And so he kept living. And kept getting older and kept living, but he wasn't ready to go home because he hadn't seen the Christ yet. And verse 27, he came, how? By the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he was there, and he saw him. And he took Jesus up in his arms, the babe, and he blessed God. And he said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And while he was saying that and blessing the baby, verse 36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. So she must have been about 104 or so. And she served God, didn't depart out of the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, boy, talking about being at the right place at the right time, gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, how did they know where to be? I mean, there's only one time that this is going to happen, that they're going to bring in the baby, Jesus, and offer up the sacrifices and present him before. That only happens once. They're there all the time. I mean, Anna is. He goes and comes. How did they know? That instant she came in. How did he know? Now, you'd have to add to the Bible to say an angel appeared to him. Or even that he heard an audible voice. What does the scripture say exactly? He came, what? By the Spirit. I believe it's, what is the NIV says? He was moved or impelled. Moved by the Spirit. The Living says impelled by the Spirit. Listen to these words. Impelled, moved. That sounds like something internal, doesn't it? He was doing something else. And it just came up in him, seemed like he ought to go to the temple right now. So it did. And who was there? The one he'd been looking for. Does it pay to pay attention to your spirit? Because the Holy Ghost is going to lead you. And I've seen this so many times. How easy it would be to talk yourself out of that. I don't know what Simon was doing. Am I saying it right? Was it Simeon? Simeon. What Simeon was doing at that particular moment, maybe he was washing his clothes. Maybe he was in the middle of something. I don't know what was going on, but he got it in his spirit. Go to church right now. And he did. Anna was over somewhere else, I reckon. Maybe praying or doing something and got it in her spirit. Go over to that part of the temple right now. She walked in at exactly the right instant, it said. Just as Simeon was holding up the babe in his hands and prophesying and blessing, she walked in at that instant and picked it up and added some things too. Talk about right place. Right time. Is this available to us? These are people who weren't born again. But they became acquainted with the Holy Ghost and His workings upon them and learned to respond. How much more we who have Him living inside us 24/7, how much more we ought to learn to be sensitive to Him and responsive to Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 4, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1207. That's R-1207. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.